looking for some nice weather today for Indians baseball this afternoon. Our Tim Alcorn, Jim Rosenhaus will do the play-by-play exclusively here on AM 930 WEOL. Let's head out to Arizona with Tim this morning. Tim?
Well, I guess if I could ask anyone for some advice, it's Indians manager Tito Francona who joins us now. I'm working with Rosie this afternoon doing the broadcast
That's
on WEOL. Yeah, any words of advice in working with Rosie?
You got to pick up your game a little bit, huh? That should be fun. I mean, spring training games are fun anyway, but being able to do it with Rosie, that should be a blast.
Well, I had the thrill of a lifetime in April of last year. Rosie and Hammy both wanted the same day off, and I did the game with Tim Belcher Sunday afternoon against the New York Mets, Tito. So
no, that's I mean, I guess the one piece of advice is know your numbers, because towards the end of the game, you'll see some high numbers get in the game.
Take it easy on me with the 70s and the 80s and the 90s that are coming in. All right, let's talk about this Indians 2017 season. And, of course, you got right to the pinnacle, right to the point, game 7, 10th inning. How do you build off that, or how do you approach that when you're coming off, boy, that close into a new year?
Well, I mean, I think first you have to realize that every year is a new year. And, you know, you're certainly proud of what you did in the past, but it is in the past. And, you know, we try to take every experience we have and gain from it, whether it's good or bad. And so we do the same thing. You know, there's going to be guys that now have gone through that experience and will be better for it. But that doesn't mean you go back. You know, we don't want to be that team in July that's 500 and is talking about 2016. That doesn't help anybody.
Tito, you in your career have come off seasons in which you won the World Series going into a spring training. Did you have to think about, okay, how am I going to handle this with these guys coming off a World Series loss? Is that something you had to kind of think through?
Well, I don't think it's really any different. You play the same amount of games, so you certainly want to measure the pitchers, you know, the amount, the volume, the intensity of their innings, because when the season starts, you want them to be at their best, and the goal is to do that again. So, and that's a lot to ask, so you want to measure that. You know, the other thing I think is just by being kind of honest about it. I mean, players can come back two ways. They can come back with a sense of entitlement, or they can come back with a sense of urgency, like, man, we really liked where we were and we want to get back. My bet is that our guys will be number two.
There's no sense of satisfaction in that clubhouse. There's no sense of, wow, that was great. We'll kind of live with that. I mean, there's a hunger
right.
with
well,
these guys.
Well, as there should be, because it doesn't just happen again because you were there last year. It's just not the way it works. I mean, my first year in the big leagues, we went to the playoffs and never went back. Never got to taste it again until I was a manager. And when you're young, it's hard to think that, because you think, well, we'll get there. But you have to make yourself get there. And, you know, so many things happen during the year that it's unforeseen. So you need to prepare yourself. And then when something happens, be good enough to get past that.
Again, we're talking with Tribe manager Tito Francona as he joins us, part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Tito, the roster seems pretty much set. So what are some questions that you're trying to have answered here in Goodyear?
Well, I mean, we have some bullpen things we want to sift through, and you know, we probably have at least the last spot in our bullpen. You know, you're looking at you know, utility players, things like that. And the other thing is, if somebody gets nicked up, which usually happens, you want to make sure you have an answer for that. And then beyond that, you want to get a feel for, okay, if this happens, you know, who can we count on down the road? And then the other thing is, for the younger players, you want to get them situated so they're ready for their season. Because we're getting to know them here, but this doesn't define who they are. You know, their season's going to do that, so you want to help get prepared for that.
You mentioned guys get nicked up. It happens. It's part of the game. I'm sure fans listening back in Northeast Ohio are interested in some health issues. Michael Brantley, Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar. Kip's had a little bit of a shoulder issue. Bring us up to date on some of those things.
Carrasco, you know, pitched in the game yesterday. He had the broken pinky, so that wasn't something that was really – much on our radar. That's going to heal. That's not an arm related. Danny Salazar threw the ball real well the other day. He comes in on a normal schedule, which is good. Brantley hit on the field yesterday for the first time, so that's another step in the right direction, and he's feeling good. Kipnis had a little shoulder thing where I think if it was during the season, we wouldn't have done anything. But because it was in February and we do have time, we figured we'll knock it out and we won't have to deal with it the rest of the year.
Final question for you. Obviously, coming off a 94-win season and an American League championship, Chris Antonetti, Mark Chernoff still go out in the offseason and make a couple of moves. Boone Logan, Edwin Encarnacion, just talk about what that means to this baseball team.
Well, and I would say one more name. I think Paul Dolan's name needs to be
yes,
in there
because
he went above and beyond. And, you know, I know people in Cleveland have been critical of him before. I think those times are over. I think, you know, I'll tell you a story. When I went to the Cleveland banquet this winter and in January, and I was sitting at the table, and Paul and his wife were at a table next to mine. And for 2 hours, people came up to him and put their arm around him. They're shaking his hand. He was like the toast, and I was so proud, and I was so happy for him because he deserves it.
Yes.
He loves his Indians. And I'm glad now that people are recognizing him.
Very cool. So from a managerial aspect to now have Encarnacion and Boone Logan.
You know, and I thought all along, I thought we'd get Napoli back. And then when...
Really?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, just the way things work. And I was thrilled about that. When the market kind of changed, our guys were ready to pounce. And that's through hard work. And Cherney and Chris were ready. Any team could have probably signed Edwin then. We were the team. Good for us. You know, we got the best hitter out there. And then Boone Logan is going to be a huge piece in our bullpen. You know, having that second lefty, we said that so many times last year. If we had another lefty, you can put a hurting on some teams from the sixth inning on.
Good stuff. We'll let you go again.
All right. Enjoy it.
Congratulations on a great
season
last year.
Have a good stay. Thank you. Have fun today.
Thanks, Tito. Indians manager Tito Francona joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, guys, a great morning this morning. Boy, 2 hours just flies right by. We've got a lot more to come. And, of course, I'll be on the call this afternoon with Rosie for the Tribe and the Oakland A's right here on WEOL. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, 6 hours away or whatever the time zone put you in over there. We'll see you this afternoon, Tim. Thanks for all your
thanks
this morning.